Yeah, there you go. I'll keep it as easy as possible. Okay, I'll send it over to you right now. Are you going to try to get that back to me today? Okay, perfect. I'll send it out to you now, and I'll be looking for it.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve.
SC Controls, it's Dave.
Hey, David, it's Tyler with the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Good.
Good, good. You and I spoke here a little over a month ago. I know you said you were going to be looking into maybe refinancing some debt just to kind of lower some operation costs you had there. You wanted maybe a little bit of help about a month or so to kind of evaluate it. I just kind of wanted to circle back and see where you guys were at with that situation.
Yeah, I haven't made any more movements on that at the moment. Your guys' product is pretty much a merchant cash advance, right? Or
You were probably going to be looking into the working capital program. I don't know. Are you familiar with working capital, or have you done it in the past?
Well, I mean, it can be used for just about anything, like refinancing debt, et cetera, right? I mean,
correct. It's basically just unsecured cash. You can use it for however you see fit for the business. And the way it works is we're usually able to free up anywhere from about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. If you don't mind me asking, what'd you guys do in sales last year?
Well, I mean, as far as, you know, because we're a rep integrator, so we're a commissioned or, you know, buy, resell, discount, you know, we're wholesale and retail sales, basically, or, you know, industrial sales. So, you know, we're showing $400,000 to $500,000 in the last few years as far as, you know, because we're a cash basis on our tax returns, you know. We're not.
I see. Okay.
So, I mean, so, yeah, so, you know, let's call it four for, you know, low side. It'd be, you know, I mean, I think it was like 440 or something last year. But
okay. Are you guys doing... Do you have merchant statements as well then with the credit cards that you take, or is it just only cash you guys are operating with?
We don't do as much with credit cards because a lot of our work is done with commission sales, so we just get a check, you know, from the companies we represent. So
I see.
But, you know, I mean, like I said, if you look at my tax returns for the corporation or the QuickBooks on it, you know, Right now, we generate between $400,000 and $500,000 a year. You know, we've been as high as $950,000 in the past, but we had a bigger contract at that point.
I see. Are you guys trending to kind of be the same for this year? Or are you trending upward, down?
I think we're probably flat. So I think
right around the same.
Somewhere between the, you know, the 400 and 500 again.
Okay.
I'm hoping it'll be pushing 500, but at the same point, that's, you know.
We're hoping.
I mean, you know, and we only have two more, well, after July, two more months of our fiscal year, so I'd have to look at our financials right now.
I see.
Total, but.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of based off those rough numbers with the 400 to 500K roughly, you know, we can free up for you right around anywhere from about 40 to maybe 60 to 60 grand there for you, and it'd be unsecured, and like I said, you could kind of use it for whatever you see fit. If you're looking to refinance some other loans, what was it you guys were looking to do with the refinancing aspect? Did you have a loan out, or what was the situation there?
I have one loan right now, and I think it's probably 18 to 20 at the moment. I have just some suppliers I'd like to pay off, you know, and some credit cards pay down, paying high interest rates on them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's primarily, and I'd also use probably some of it for getting, with some of our sales, if we pay in, you know, 10 days or up front, we get a bigger discount type of thing. So
I see.
That helps, you know.
How often does that happen with you guys purchasing in bulk there? Is that something you run into quite often?
In bulk, it's just at quicker terms. In other words, if you know, I mean, even we as a company offer our customers a net 32% 10, so if in 10 days they pay, they can take a 2% off of the invoice.
Oh, wow.
But I get my money sooner, and it's like a credit card, you know, I mean.
Exactly.
Credit card,
exactly.
You know, you're paying 3%, 4% to process it, and but you get your money in a couple days. So
and okay, so you got you have the loan there, which is roughly $20K that you want to refinance. If we were able to get you what could be right around $60K most at most, would there be anything else you'd maybe be able to do with that additional capital, or were you just looking to take care of that one loan?
No, well, the one loan, about $9K on two different cards. So there's, you know, so
okay.
We're up at 36 right there, you know, roughly. There's some other, I'm thinking of something else that, I forget what it is right now off the top of my head, but, you know, there's probably another, well, okay, I have another supplier that I'd like to get him paid about $8. So there's 44, you know, so I mean, it's,
yeah.
I mean, those are things that if I had cash today,
mm-hmm.
But let me be real upfront with you too. I mean, one of the frustrations I've had as a small business owner, even though we've been in business for pushing 30 years, is everything on the corporate, or not everything, but a lot of things on the corporation fall on my credit report as well as my son's student loans and
yeah.
You know, some of his stuff. So, you know, I am just pushing just under 600 right now, and I'm not
okay.
You know, with my score. So it's not. I mean, what do you mm-hmm. guys do? Are you guys pretty crucial on that? Or
so here's the thing on the working capital side, and it's actually going to benefit you. Is it's the majority of the weight is going to be on the sales. That's what we look at mostly. We believe if you have the cash flow, then you can float the note. Obviously, credit is something that we're going to take into consideration, but we work with anywhere from Tier A to Tier D credit ratings. Another crucial component is when we do pull the credit, we only pull from one of the three bureaus. So we only pull from Experience, so it's a soft pull. So it's only going to be a third of the ding typical compared to anywhere else you would apply where they pull from all three.
Yeah, because I mean, I you know, when I have applied over the, you know, last 3, 4, 5 years, boy, that
mm-hmm.
you know, that obviously cuts a few of my points right there.
Of course, yeah, and that's kind of what is one of the perks here as well, is it's not going to affect it as much. And another thing that you can keep in mind is we like to consider ourselves a relationship bank. So actually, halfway through ever long of a term you decide to choose, we offer refinancing for you where you can basically get access to more capital. You'll get longer terms, shorter rates. You kind of just get more access to better programs. Basically, you proving that you're not at risk to us for paying your monthly or daily or weekly payment structure, whichever you choose. Once you kind of prove that loyalty, it only gets better from here. So if you are running into these scenarios where, you know, if you can purchase some stuff and get it cheaper, or if you're getting put on a net 30 for some of these payouts, it's a renewable source that you can always come back to and get more access to capital. I'd love...
terms do you guys offer, though, as far as length? I mean, you know, the main reason I'd want to refinance things is for cash flow, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
To improve cash flow, you know what I mean?
Yes. So we work with anywhere from 3 to 36-month terms on the working capital. For first-timers, you're usually looking for right around... You're going to be looking right around 24 months, typically. But like I said, you can... basically go for shorter terms, you'll get lower rates, and you can refinance halfway through and get access to even better programs, lower rates, and more capital there that you can venture back to. But it sounds like you do have some loans here that if you do take care of, it'll kind of free up your operations there, and you can kind of turn over that capital that we can give you a lot more quicker than you normally would. Is this something that you might be looking to do now, or is this something
I'm just curious with some of these questions, because I mean I would probably, if I did anything right now, I'd need to have something that's at that 24 months, because what that does
mm-hmm.
is it keeps the payments as low as possible, and I don't mind having extending myself
Hello?
For 2 years, because I know I'm not going to be anywhere else but here
Hello?
For 2 years, but it... You know, like I say, and it, so it's a little more interesting,
Hello?
A little bit more, you know. So
David, if you can hear me, I'm going to hang up and call you right back.
Okay, yes, sir.